This is the podcast from JNS Pediatrics. Welcome to the podcast from JNS Pediatrics for November 23rd, 2012. I'm Natalie Pincham, and I will be reading a summary of an article on retethered cord syndrome published today. Surgical indication and outcome in patients with postoperative retethered cord syndrome. A clinical article by Toshiaki Hayashi and colleagues. After untethering of spinal dysraphism, some patients present with neurological deterioration, defined as retethered cord syndrome. It is known that surgical untethering is a choice for improving the symptoms of retethered cord syndrome. In previous studies, postoperative improvement in retethered cord syndrome was noted in the majority of patients presenting with pain, and in more patients with motor weakness than in those with urological symptoms. The authors speculated that subjective symptoms may be detected while symptoms are still reversible. In contrast, changes in urological function are less easy to diagnose, and delays in treatment may be complicated by advanced symptoms. In this study, the authors evaluated patients with retethered cord syndrome to investigate the benefits of performing routine urodynamic study to detect detrusor overactivity, which is considered to be a subclinical change of urological function. They also evaluated the efficacy of early untethering surgery on the symptoms of retethered cord syndrome. The authors investigated surgical indications and outcomes of 78 untethering operations for retethered cord syndrome. 20 of these operations were for patients with myeloma meningocele, and 58 were for patients with spinal lipoma. The preoperative symptoms of the patients included urological symptoms in 70%, lower extremity symptoms in 45%, and others. The most frequent urological symptoms were detrusor overactivity, detected by urodynamic study, in 89%. Urinary incontinence was only found in 9% of patients. Postoperatively, progressive motor weakness improved in all patients, and sensory symptoms improved in 94% of patients. Urological symptoms improved in 80% of patients with urinary incontinence, and in 75% of the patients with detrusor overactivity. Postoperative urodynamic study showed a significant increase in bladder volume. These results showed that early untethering operations offer symptomatic relief to patients with retethered cord syndrome. Even urological symptoms showed a significant improvement after early surgery. Urodynamic study findings, especially detrusor overactivity, are considered to be the most significant indicators for early diagnosis of retethered cord syndrome. Thank you for listening. Journal of Neurosurgery Publishing Group podcasts are contained in the American Association of Neurological Surgeons iTunes U site. Sign up in iTunes to access all our podcasts and videos, all updated continuously. You can also follow the Journal of Neurosurgery Publishing Group on Twitter and now also on Facebook. To read articles published this week in any of our journals, or to listen to more podcasts, please visit us at www.thejns.org.